Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Luckett Peters, here from our studios on www.goforgold.lk as we bring you all the news you need to know from around the globe. The top line news heading the ceiling is that Trinity College Kandy have been crowned as the league champions of the Dialogues tournament for the year 2026, and they win the double crown, which is a rarity, which means they not only won the rugby league, but they also won the President's Trophy, the only team unbeaten in the 18-team competition, a fantastic achievement. In yesterday's game, the Lions beat St. Peter's by 20-7 after leading 7-0 at the breather. Trinity, 2 tries, 2 conversions, 2 penalties to that of St. Peter's, 1 try, 1 conversion. The other feature is that Trinity College captain, that's Sean Altaf, was awarded as the player of the tournament, while Ajanta Jayasena, another Trinity Lion, won the player of the match in yesterday's prestigious encounter. It also must be made mention, Trinity had to do without 2 of their key players in the first half. They lost Akash Fernando, their line-out specialist, with a knee injury, and they also lost Vimala Wansa, their inside. And despite all that, they came out with a fantastic performance, far beyond compare. What a team, Trinity 2026. And this was endorsed by Christopher Jordish as well. He said that Trinity looked far superior. Christopher Jordish, the former Thomian and CRNF's captain, made mention that the Peterites had plenty of possession, but the Trinity's defense was too good for them. Shane Dullaver, the Trinitian, also made mention that the Peterites, having so much of possession, well, they came second best because of Trinity's superiority. So well played, Trinity. A fantastic win, worthy winners of the double crown. Right, Isipathana got the better of Zaira College by 31-29 in another cup game at Havelocks. The final scores is that Isipathana 4 tries, 4 conversions, 1 penalty to Zaira's. 4 tries, 3 conversions, and 1 penalty. A tight game. Zaira led at the breather by 12-7. So Zaira were adjudicated as runners-up in the cup segment of the prestigious League Dialogue 2026. St. Joseph's College were crowned as the plate champions when they beat Sri Sumangala by 31-26 at Bogambara in Kandy. St. Joseph's led 14-7 at the breather. The Josephians, 5 tries, 3 conversions to that of Sri Simangala, 4 tries, 3 conversions. But we also had another plate game worked out at Rathmalana yesterday. And Ananda College beat Thurston by 32-22. Ananda, 5 tries, 2 conversions, 1 penalty. Thurston, 3 tries, 2 conversions, 1 penalty. And the winners led 17-7 at the breather. And at the CRNFC, the Thomians got the better of the Antonians, 29-10. St. Thomas's led 15-10 at the breather. So having a look at the league points table, Trinity, worthy champions, 29 points, followed by Zaira, runners-up with 22. St. Peter's in third place, 19. Isipathana in fourth place, 16. Royal College in fifth place with 10. And Wesley College have to taste with the wooden spoon in sixth place with only 8 points. Well, the Bradby Shield, 2 more games to go for Royal and Trinity. That is one of the most prestigious. They call it the blue ribbon of rugby. That'll be coming up in 2 weeks' time from now. We'll keep our eyes focused on that. Right now, let's go across to good old Blighty because we have 3 games to report in the Women's T20 World Cup. The first game is, of course, England have got the better of New Zealand. And that was a one-sided game in all honesty. The English won by 9 wickets. Defending champions New Zealand have had a horrible tour of the T20 World Cup this time around. Kiwis batting first, 163 for 6. Amila Kerr, 43. Isabel Gaze, 28. And Sophia Devine made 30. We did have a contribution of 20 runs by Brooke Hadley for the Kiwis. Daniela Gibson, 2 for 31, was the only English bowler who looked pretty impressive. And England got to the target with ease, 164 for 1. Daniela Hedge, 18 not out, and Sophia Dunkley, 49 not out. So the English qualify for the semi-finals from Group B. Now, here is a surprise for all of you. The Irish have beaten the West Indians yesterday at Bristol by 7 wickets in their Group B game, and that was a surprise. Plenty of eyebrows raised. West Indians were put into bat. They made 128 for 7. Chinnala Henry, 27. Hayley Matthews, 22. And Dodidria Jotin, 21. For the Irish, it was Alima, 2 for 22. And Keira Murray, 2 for 13. Now, the Irish got the target in 18.4 overs. 129 for 4. What a display of cricket. Ola Pendergrass top scored with 63. She also won the Player of the Game award. And Jenny Hunter, 28. Hayley Matthews, always among the wickets. I think one of the best spinners in this version of the game. She took 1 for 25. And Munsey took 2 for 28. But end of the day, the West Indians, along with England, have qualified for the semi-finals from Group B. Sad that Sri Lanka ended up third and they couldn't qualify because of their net run rate problem. We also have had another dead rubber game, Pakistan versus Netherlands. And the Pakistanis won this game by 37 runs. Batting first, Pakistan made 126 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs. And Dutch could reply only with 89, and they were bowled out in the 18th over. Correction. Before I go to red ball cricket, I just got one more result to announce to you this morning, where India under-19ers have got the better of Sri Lanka under-19ers in their third women's T20 game at the Chidambaram Stadium in India yesterday. India won this game by 7 wickets. Sri Lanka under-19ers batting first, won 16 for 7, and the Indian girls get there in the 19th over, 120 for 3. Now on to red ball cricket very quickly. And it was a leather hunt as far as the Sri Lankans were concerned yesterday. I mean, let's take a look at the scorecard and you'll be surprised. But Sri Lanka made 301 in their first innings against the West Indies. West Indies overnight 277 for 5. At the wickets was Amir Jagoon on 78 not out and Roston Chase on 45 not out. And the West Indians declared at 626 for 9 wickets. That's a massive score. And the 6-wicket partnership of 400s between Amir Jagoon 233 and Roston Chase 194 was wonderful to watch. Sri Lanka in great trouble. None of the bowlers were able to restrict the free-flowing bat of both Roston Chase and Amir Jagoon. What a wonderful pair and a great partnership. Good for Test cricket. Milan Ratnayake, 5 for 124. Asita Fernando, 2 for 56. Well, Sri Lanka at the close of play were 15 for 1 and they trailed by 303 runs. Pathum Nisanka is having a horrible time with the bat. He's back in the hutch and we have a night watchman out at the wickets, and it's going to be challenging for Sri Lanka because they need to come out with trumps on day 4. Let's go down to Trent Bridge. Well, the third day's play, England versus New Zealand, ended in favour of New Zealand. Remember, New Zealand 438 in their first innings, England overnight 222 for 2, and unfortunately were bowled out for 354 runs, and they are in great trouble. Jacob Bethell, who was unbeaten on 74 overnight, didn't add to his score. So did Joe Root, who was unbeaten on 21, didn't make any addition to his score, and that was a downfall. Harry Brook came in and chipped in with 58, and the English were bowled out for 354, which was their downfall, I reckon, in this particular test. Nathan Smith, 4 for 91, and O'Brook, 3 for 53. The Kiwis end the day on 120 for 3, with Rachin Ravindra batting on 60, and Daryl Mitchell on 28. So the Kiwi boys have a big lead of 301 runs. Right now then, let's go to Dambulla, because today is going to be the fourth and the final day of the unofficial test between Sri Lanka A and India A. India A, batting first, remember, made 452 for 6 wickets and they declared their innings. Sri Lanka were 113 for 2 overnight, bowled out for 330. Navindra Fernando made 84, Ashwin Bandara 70 and Shan Arachige 72. For the Indians, Nabi 4 for 58, Thakur 2 for 51 and Harsh Dubey 2 for 84. So the Indians lead by 170 runs because they are 48 for no loss. And today will be the final day of play. Right, we've had a long session here on our podcast thanks to Schools Rugby. But let's wrap it all up with results of the FIFA encounters. The French beat Norway by 4-1. Senegal have beaten Iraq by 5-0. And Cape Verde drew with Saudi Arabia 0-0. The Spanish beat Uruguay by 1-0. We still have some more to give you. Belgium got the better of New Zealand 5-1. And Iran drew with Egypt 1-1. Right, the games coming up today, very important. Australia will play against India in the Women's T20 World Cup. That could decide who will be the semi-finalists. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. And South Africa will play against Bangladesh at 3 p.m. So don't miss those two games. It's going to be very, very interesting white ball cricket. And let me also remind all of you that Sri Lanka A versus India A. Today is the final day at Rangiri Dambulla Stadium. Sri Lanka versus West Indies. The fourth day's play in the test match at Antigua. And New Zealand will play against England in the fourth day's play at Old Trafford. So plenty to look forward for tomorrow in terms of cricket. And we also got the bowl championship in the schools rugby. But this evening, this morning, I'll leave you with the thoughts of Trinity College Candy, who have come with a sterling performance to be crowned as the double champions in rugby 2026. What an achievement by the Trinitians. That's it from me and Lucky Peters this morning. Enjoy the rest of the day. Spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.